Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending October 4th, 2019. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Backlash prompts Jamaican government to withdraw document extension plan. In response to strong public opposition, the government of Jamaica withdrew its plan to extend the exemption period for documents from the cabinet from 20 years to 70 years. The Office of the Prime Minister, OPM, stated that it had noted the public's concerns about the proposed extension and will reconsider the issue. The government remains committed to providing government accountability, according to the OPM. Jamaican Security Minister highlights human trafficking as major problem. Jamaica's Minister of National Security, Horace Chang, stated that human trafficking represents a major criminal activity in the country. Statistics show that it is the third most lucrative criminal activity, with drugs and firearms trafficking first and second, respectively. Human trafficking has been increased as criminal organizations lose money due to improvements in curtailing firearms and drugs movement. This week's Caribbean news. Governments in Caribbean encouraged to make unified policy in cannabis sector. Soboto Caesar, St. Vincent and the Grenadines agricultural minister, believes nations in the Caribbean should not compete against one another in the cannabis trade, but should take a collective approach in developing standards for the emerging industry via trade agreements. He noted that many state initiatives have failed because they pit small island developing states against one another. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Louis Ranking, DJ and actor, dies in Canada. Jamaican DJ and actor Louis Ranking was killed in a motor vehicle accident in Ontario, Canada. According to his manager, Ranking died of injuries sustained in the accident. The day before the accident, Ranking posted to Instagram, hinting at new projects that included a new album and a part in a film being shot in Toronto with Bismo iHouse Records. Condolences to the family of Louis Ranking. This week's business news. Jamaica to get luxury Planet Hollywood Hotel. Edmund Bartlett, Jamaica's Minister of Tourism, announced that ground will soon be breaking for a new luxury Planet Hollywood Hotel and resort in Trelawney. The announcement came after a meeting with Stephen Hunter, President and CEO of Sunwing Travel Group. According to Bartlett, the development of the new 500-room hotel is going forward. The addition of these hotel rooms to Trelawney will be a significant boost for the area. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. House in London, where Bob Marley and the Wailers lived, marked with a plaque. In 1977, reggae icons Bob Marley and the Wailers lived in a house in West London. Now the United Kingdom has recognized the historic value of the house with a plaque identifying its location and its connection to the pioneer Jamaican musicians. With the UK's recognition, Marley joins John Lennon, Mozart, and Freddie Mercury, among other musicians and composers whose living spaces have received the coveted blue plaque. This week's sports news. Jamaica's Sharika Jackson wins bronze medal in Doha. Sharika Jackson took home a bronze medal in the women's 400-meter final at the IAAF World Championships in Doha, Qatar. With her victory, Jackson raised Jamaica's total medal count to 6. She ran the distance with a lifetime best time of 49.47 seconds. Jamaican Stephanie Ann McPherson was 6th in the final with a time of 50.89 seconds. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a weekly news summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at turnitupradio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.